Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
Welcome back, my dear friend Randy Gold, to Conversations with Captain Sandy. I want to hear, and I'm sure the audience does, from the bottom, from the top to the bottom. Now, how did you rise from the bottom to the top? What did you do to change your life to be where you are today? Happy, joyous, and free.
I met you.
Oh,
I met you. I met you, Sandy. By the grace of God, these miracles happen. And I was in a relationship at the time, early in my recovery of now 12 years. And the person I was in a relationship was also in recovery, doing their very best. And through that experience, I met you. And immediately when you heard my story, you told me to keep coming back. We went to meetings. We bonded in a way that when you truly understand what recovery does and what the rooms of AA can do and the sisterhood and somebody that has years of experience at the time, and you still did back then, that really wants to help you. That's what you did for me. You felt compassionate, empathetic. You told me your story, what worked for you. We became fast friends and sisters, and almost immediately you wanted to do something with that recovery. So we started to do stuff together, I believe, whatever these different, whatever it was, speaking and get, we started to want to help people together. And you gave me hope. You gave me hope. You gave me inspiration, and you allowed me to lose the shame. And I got a sponsor. I worked the program. I worked the steps. When I went, went to Hanley, I had to start from the bottom, right? So I met you right after I came out of Hanley, but I had to go to Hanley first. I had nothing. Yeah. I lost everything. I barely had any clothes on my back. I had a bruised eye. I didn't know how it happened again. I was someone that was not in control of my bodily function. So in my own apartment that I was staying in, I thought, how did I end up like this? And I prayed to God, and I got my hands and knees, and I said, God, please, I know you wanted me to be alive. What am I going to do with this? Please show me, give me the answers. And that's when I picked up the phone and basically begged Hanley Center to take me in. I said, I have no money. I will work to pay you back. I have very little. I'll sell it. I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever I can to make good for it. And I was lucky that day. And they took me in, and I paid that debt, and I got in, and I kept praying. And what I learned was that God never left me. God never leaves us. We just might step away, because I didn't believe in anybody. Who would take somebody's mom away when they're 20 years old? And who would? But, to be fair, my mom was sad, unhappy, and not well. And now I believe God takes angels, and only the good die young. There's a song, and that's not for everyone. But, I started to believe that there were reasons. Sometimes God works in mysterious ways. And so I got out of Hanley, and I met you, and I kept going to meetings. And my sponsor said, don't look for a job for 6 months. You do whatever it takes. You serve coffee. You can volunteer places, but your number one job has to be your recovery. Because if you don't focus on your recovery, you will lose everything. Again, I thought I have nothing to lose, but I do have some time now, and I didn't want to lose that. So I listened to the suggestions. I listened to my sponsor. I did service, Sandy. I hung out with you. We went to the beach. We did things like sober people do. We laughed a lot. I learned, hey, Sandy taught me you can actually have fun sober. And I remember thinking to myself, she's right. Like, I'm laughing again. And we were just being goofballs, right? Like, we were rapping certain songs. We were just dancing. We were working out. We were doing fun things. And you were there. And you just were always there. And so, you know, about 6 months in, when it was time, I showed up with a little courage to a business and volunteer. And I said, look, I'm going to be honest. You're going to Google and you're going to find me. I'm not hiding behind it. If you give me a shot, you know, at a job, I can get you business. I have these portable skills. I know they're still in there. And wouldn't you know it, that the owner of the business had 30 years of recovery, came around the interview desk and said, I'm going to sit next to you. And if you stay sober, I see you having a career, and a career became a business, and a business became successful. And my life of thinking I lost everything came back to our friendship, regardless of where you are in the world, is always still this baseline of fun. And how can we help people? How can we help each other? And service, I go to, you know, jails, institutions, showing up in my dress saying, I know what that orange suit looks like, but I try to still give hope. And I found that the job.
And orange isn't the new black.
Yeah, that's right.
Orange is a terrible, terrible suit to wear, right, Randy?
And yes, it is. But it's a reminder. It's a reminder that we're all human. It's a reminder that it's never too late to get sober, San, you know, and, you know, your story for me was amazing because I didn't understand because you know, it's your story to tell, and I'm sure you've shared some, but going through the life that you went through and then, you know, getting to where you are, we had different journeys, you know, we had different journeys. Yeah. I'm so grateful that, you know, you have this platform that you are not afraid to share. And that you are relatable, and that, you know, we all, regardless of gender, race, sexuality, ethnicity, anything, we all bond over something, right?
Yeah.
And if pain or sharing our story is similar and we can bring it together and give others hope, that's what you do. And that's what we're doing right now. And I hope and pray that our listeners understand that not everybody has to have a humiliating bottom and have it public.
You know, yes, I agree, Randy. And I love, like, because you basically told the story that you had a problem, you hit bottom, you admitted to yourself that you couldn't do it alone, you asked for help, you sought a higher power. You cleaned the wreckage of your past. You made a list. You made restitution. And you continue to give it back, right? Because you work with others. And you do it constantly, Randy. And what I want our listeners to know that there is a solution. It doesn't discriminate addiction, right? There's all forms of addiction. Pot was the gateway drug for me. Like, some people can smoke pot recreationally. I can't. Some people can drink. I have no problem with people drinking around me. But there's a solution, and we are examples of what life can be like for people, whether you're a parent, a CEO of a company, or an employee, or a student, there is a solution. And if your parents out there listening, just call the 800 number, find your kids some help. Don't give up. Right? Because we felt hopeless, but we found hope. And hope is all you need, that mustard seed of hope. And if you have that, there is a solution, but it's a daily grind. I'm not going to lie, right, Randy? It's trudge the road to happy destiny. Do you live a life today, Randy, beyond your wildest dreams?
Yes, I do. And I know some people at the beginning in recovery, I'd be like, oh, that person's saying that. And like, I can't even imagine. I do. I'm loved by
trusted.
I'm loved. I'm trusted. I have integrity. I don't carry the shame anymore. My story became something that can help people. My mess became my message. And, you know, people can get out of the chaos and make a decision. And you taught me this, that at any given moment, you can reset, that you can rewrite your story, you know, and you can be the editor and you have a blank chalkboard. I say this because I'm older, right? People use these different, but you have a blank board, right? And you could start rewriting your story today. Today, after listening to this podcast, you can say, I'm just going to try day one. I'm just going to try what this looks like, what this feels like. And life beyond my wildest dreams simply means I have everything I need. I have everything I need. And, you know, it's not the monetary stuff. It's about really being able to be there for people and be a great family member, a great sister, a great chosen family person, someone that represents what sobriety looks like. I never thought I'd be not be able to be, you know, to drink. And it's, and I, and our friendship has been the blessing of that is always there, Sandy. And, you know, I love you. And I hope these listeners are able to, you know, if they're struggling, you know, help somebody with this, just like you do every day.
Yeah. So don't go anywhere. I want to thank everyone for listening. And there, we'll make sure there's a link that you could click on. If you need help, you just click on the link and get some help, because it's, that's the first step. So thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. I love you.
I love you too.